This house was built in 1712, and the terracotta roof is original to the building. That roof and this house has seen a lot throughout the years. Though it's painted pink, the stone is actually also a blush-colored stone. It is three stories with a single room on each floor. Charleston was and still is a port city, and this street was nicknamed Mulatto Alley and was frequented by sailors full of taverns and bordellos. It is likely that the Pink House was a house of ill repute for decades, full of drunken sailors, bar brawls, and illicit behavior. In buildings like this, the third floor was where the worst of the activity happened. Here on Mulatto Alley, the sex workers were more often enslaved women forced into this. And while the neighborhood has changed, and the Pink House has been an art studio and gallery for years, some still see a woman on the third floor, pacing back and forth in front of the windows, as if she's waiting, dreading, for someone to come in that door. Continue down Chalmers Street until it dead ends on State Street. Turn right until it dead ends again on Broad Street, and turn left. At the end of Broad Street is our final stop, the Old Exchange and Provost Dungeon.